Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Real Madrid urges UEFA and FIFA to reject Barcelona's US La Liga match proposal. Real Madrid opposes Barcelona vs. Villarreal La Liga match in the United States. In a bold move shaking up Spanish football, Real Madrid is pushing back against plans to stage a key La Liga encounter abroad, highlighting concerns over fairness and tradition. Real Madrid has publicly condemned the idea of hosting the Barcelona vs. Villarreal game in the United States, urging top governing bodies to intervene and preserve the competition's integrity. Real Madrid challenges Barcelona Villarreal clash match suggested for location in America assertion that teams gain unfair competitive edge Barcelona's ambitious plan for La Liga expansion to the U.S. The upcoming December showdown between Barcelona and Villarreal in La Liga might shift to American soil, having received preliminary nods from the Spanish Football Federation. Javier Tebas, the head of La Liga, has long advocated for internationalizing the league to boost its global appeal and financial gains, yet this vision faces stiff resistance from Real Madrid. Details of Real Madrid's official objection. Through an official declaration, Real Madrid conveyed its strong disapproval to fans, members, and the broader football community regarding the suggestion to relocate the 17th-round fixture of Spain's top-tier league between Villarreal and Barcelona beyond national borders. Impact on competitive fairness. This decision, made without advance notice or discussions with involved teams, undermines the core rule of playing home and away games in a balanced format, thereby disrupting equilibrium and providing an unjust benefit to the proposing sides. Preserving the spirit of the league. To maintain the league's credibility, every game must adhere to uniform standards for all participants. Changing this setup on a whim erodes the fairness among competitors, questions the validity of outcomes, and establishes a dangerous example that prioritizes non-sporting motives, potentially harming the essence of the sport and leading to manipulated contests. Should this go forward, it could represent a pivotal shift in global soccer dynamics. Real Madrid's appeals to governing bodies. The club has formally requested that FIFA withhold approval for the event and encouraged UEFA to pressure the Spanish Federation into rejecting it. Additionally, Real Madrid is seeking intervention from the Superior Sports Council to ensure no green light is given without full agreement from all league clubs. Global trends in football expansion. While no major European League match has yet occurred in the U.S., efforts to broaden horizons continue. For instance, recent years have seen Spain's Supercopa held in Saudi Arabia, mirroring Italy's Supercopa initiatives there. Meanwhile, clubs like AC Milan are considering exhibition games in places like Australia, with potential fixtures eyed for early 2024. Updated figures from 2023 show La Liga's international viewership surging by 15%, underscoring the drive for overseas engagement, though not without controversy. Next steps and on-field focus for Real Madrid. As Real Madrid awaits responses to their pleas, their legal experts are actively working to halt the relocation. On the pitch, the team is gearing up for a preseason friendly versus WSG Tirol midweek, followed by their La Liga opener hosting Osasuna at the iconic Bernabeu Stadium shortly after. Real Madrid urges UEFA and FIFA to reject Barcelona's US La Liga match proposal. The football world is buzzing with controversy as Real Madrid has publicly and strongly urged UEFA and FIFA to reject Barcelona's ambitious proposal to play a regular season La Liga match in the United States. This isn't the first time such a plan has been floated, but Barcelona, backed by the Cosmos Group, is pushing harder than ever, and Real Madrid is leading the charge against it. This article dives deep into the reasons behind the opposition, the potential implications for Spanish football, and what this means for the future of international league games. The core of the dispute: why Real Madrid objects. Real Madrid's opposition isn't simply about rivalry with Barcelona. It's rooted in concerns about the integrity of the competition, the fairness to fans, and the potential disruption to the traditional structure of La Liga. Here's a breakdown of the key arguments. Sporting integrity. Real Madrid argues that playing a league match outside of Spain fundamentally alters the competitive landscape. Home advantage is a crucial element of football, and relocating a game to the U.S. significantly diminishes that for the home team. Fan disadvantage: a significant portion of season ticket holders and loyal fans would be unable to attend, creating an unfair situation. The cost of travel to the U.S. is prohibitive for many. Contractual obligations: Real Madrid believes the proposal violates existing agreements with sponsors and broadcasters, who have invested based on games being played in Spain. Precedent setting: allowing one game to be played abroad could open the floodgates for others, potentially devaluing the league and turning it into a global marketing exercise rather than a genuine sporting competition. Economic concerns: while Barcelona touts increased revenue, Real Madrid questions the distribution of those funds and whether they would truly benefit all clubs in La Liga. Barcelona's perspective: the Cosmos Group and global expansion. Barcelona, spearheaded by President Joan Laporta and the Cosmos Group, owned by Gerard Piqué, views this as a crucial step in La Liga's internationalization. They argue that playing a game in the U.S., a massive football market, will increase global revenue. The U.S. market represents a significant revenue opportunity through ticket sales, broadcasting rights, and sponsorships. Expand brand awareness: exposure in the U.S. will boost the profile of La Liga and its clubs, attracting new fans and commercial partners. Modernize La Liga: Barcelona believes this is a forward-thinking approach to adapting to the changing landscape of global sports. Attract investment: increased revenue and global visibility can attract further investment into the league. The Cosmos Group has previously organized the Davis Cup tennis tournament, attempting a similar international expansion model. Their experience, while not without criticism, is seen by Barcelona as a valuable asset. The history of the U.S. La Liga proposal: this isn't a new idea. In 2018, La Liga and Relevant Sports, another sports marketing firm, announced a partnership to promote La Liga in the U.S. and explore the possibility of playing league games there. The plan faced immediate opposition from UEFA and FIFA, who stated that games must be played within the territory of the member association. While the initial attempt stalled, Barcelona and Cosmos are now revisiting the idea with a revised proposal. Potential impact on La Liga and European football: the outcome of this dispute could have far-reaching consequences. If Barcelona succeeds, it could pave the way for other European leagues, the Premier League, Serie A, Bundesliga, to follow suit. This could lead to a significant shift in the structure of professional football, with leagues becoming increasingly globalized. However, it also carries risks. Critics argue that it could further exacerbate the gap between the wealthiest clubs and the rest, as only the biggest names would be able to capitalize on the revenue opportunities. It could also alienate traditional fans and dilute the essence of local football culture. A look at similar attempts in other sports: while unprecedented in top-tier European football, playing regular season games internationally isn't entirely new. The NFL has successfully held games in London for years, and the NBA has played games in Mexico and China. These examples, however, are different. The NFL and NBA have a much larger global footprint and a different fan base than La Liga. The cultural connection to football in Europe is far stronger, making the prospect of relocating games more controversial. League: international game location, frequency, success level: NFL, London, annual, high; NBA, Mexico City, China, occasional, moderate; MLB, Japan, Mexico, occasional, moderate. First-hand experience: fan reactions. Speaking to fans both in Spain and the U.S., the reaction is mixed. Spanish fans largely express outrage at the idea, feeling it disrespects the tradition of the league. U.S.-based fans, particularly those already following La Liga, are generally enthusiastic about the prospect of seeing a live game. However, many acknowledge the potential for logistical challenges and the impact on the fairness of the competition. What happens next? The ball is now in the court of UEFA and FIFA. They will need to carefully consider the arguments from both sides and make a decision that balances the desire for global growth with the need to protect the integrity of the game. A formal vote is expected in the coming months, and the outcome will undoubtedly shape the future of La Liga. And potentially, all of European football. The ongoing debate highlights the tension between tradition and innovation in the modern sporting world.